President Vladimir Putin says he's open to dialogue with Ukraine, but only if Kyiv accepts that territories already occupied by Moscow belong to Russia. Putin made those comments during a phone call with Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, called on Putin to support a unilateral ceasefire and a fair solution. Now, Erdogan is expected to speak to Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky by phone later on Thursday. Let's bring in political analyst Vehebi Beysan. He joins us now from Istanbul via Skype. Good to have you with us on Al Jazeera again, sir. Nice to have your time. I mean, what were we expecting from this phone call? Because pleasantries aside, there is a lot of serious business to be conducted on several fronts, and it all needs to be addressed.
Well, I think we should look at it from the positive perspective, which is to say that President Erdogan, using his personal friendship with President Putin and actually achieving something that many of the world leaders are not there at all. Let's remember the grain deal. He himself personally managed it, and 21 million tons of grain now it's flowing in the desperate places in especially Africa, North Africa. So I think this phone call extremely important to find a kind of a viable exit strategy from this war or conflict, whatever you name it, where hundreds of and thousands of people lost their lives. So it is, I mean, we're expecting now in the afternoon, as President Erdogan, like around 1 hour ago in a press conference, told us that after speaking with Mr. Putin, this afternoon would be speaking with Mr. Zelensky to find a solution to the conflict.
Indeed. I mean, as a NATO member, President Erdogan also has a direct line of communication, not only with the EU and its leaders there, but also with the US. How important is Turkey becoming now in this sort of troika of trying to speak not only to Russia and Ukraine, but also try and get messages through to other parties, other interested parties in the conflict in Ukraine?
You're absolutely right. As a NATO member, Turkey, and namely President Erdogan, mediating between the two sides, but I don't think he is speaking on behalf of NATO. But nevertheless, as a mediator, it's very important that both sides depend on him, trust on him, and continue negotiating. Otherwise, the channels, especially like diplomatic channels, seems to be not working at all. And despite the efforts by the UN and by the EU, not much had been achieved so far. But as you said, it's extremely important that a NATO member doing it as a Turkey, doing a pivotal role into finding a solution into this conflict. But also, let's remember that President Erdogan, using his personal friendship with both leaders, bringing in solutions, for example, prisoners exchange or many other areas which are extremely important. At least that channel is open and someone is doing it willingly. And this is President Erdogan himself.
And of course, President Erdogan is also, as you say, dealing with negotiating those grain shipments coming out of the Black Sea, also trying to find a way to get the two parties to talk together. He wants something out of all of this, doesn't he, when he speaks to President Putin? I mean, he wants President Putin, yes, to actually find a solution perhaps for his PKK problem that he sees is quite a domestic issue for him.
Well, it's not only domestic as such, but it's certainly also a regional issue and very, very important issue. This is to say it's not limited to PKK, because I know often the international community turn blind eyes to the issue, but I think it's extremely simple, serious. This is to say that in the northeastern part of Syria, in the pretext of a fight against terror, namely a fight against ISIS, hundreds and thousands of armed men already stationed at the Turkish border. This is, I mean, it's really worrying as a Turkish citizen, because these people are armed, trained, financed, and more importantly, gained field experience in fighting against ISIS. But United States so far does not offer any a convincing argument that what will happen after ISIS evaporates, disappears. What's going to happen to these people and the guns and weapons? We know other parts of the world, they were just abandoned as mission accomplished, and then the region has to deal with it. So I think Turkey trying to draw attention to this very, very serious issue. It's not only PKK. But of course, Turkey has the PKK and terror, and we have, you know, just recently an explosion in the heart of Istanbul. But I think the issue is very important. The international community should take it very seriously. It's concerning.
Certainly one I think that everybody will be keeping a very close eye on in the coming days. For the moment, Vehbi Beysan, thank you so much for joining us from Istanbul, sir. Thank you.